Hello everyone, this is your host, Cobra Number One, and you are listening to The Brutal Truth here on CobrasInAction.org and the Black Talk Radio Network, exposing racism, white supremacy for exactly what it is, so that you and your loved ones can navigate this nasty, stinking, wretched, disgusting system. I've been away for a couple of weeks. I've been on call, meaning that they have been calling me in on days where I'm supposed to be off, so I have not been able to record the show. This is why your host is doing what he is doing. He is trying to get himself out of this predicament, and I suggest that you get yourself out of this predicament too. Don't work for anyone. Don't work for anyone if you don't have to, and only do it as long as you have to. If you have to work for someone, then you know, you make sure that you get up out of there as soon as possible, ASAP. You don't want to be working for someone when you're 40 years old, them dictating to you when you can come and when you could go for slave, meaningless wages. And that's exactly what's going on with your host right now, just as it's probably going on with you all too, especially if you're black. Anyway, this is The Brutal Truth, where I try to tell you what's on my mind in under 10 minutes. Today, I definitely will be staying under 10 minutes. I know, I say that all the time. But today, I'm thinking that lightning will strike and your host will stay under 10 minutes. Three things I want to talk about, but before, well, I want to talk, let's do it like this. First, make sure you get at me. Let me give all my contact information because I like to hear from you all. You can email me at cobra.org@mail.com. You can get on me at Twitter. My Twitter name is at cobra_org. Again, that's at cobra_org. And then you can get at me on Facebook and you know, all the other social media just by going to the website www.cobrasinaction.org and scrolling to the bottom of the page and clicking on any of the social media icons. All right, so let's get right to it. Speaking of communication, speaking of email, I have received email from some of you, and again, I want to reiterate, yeah, make sure you email me because I do respond. I'll respond to all my emails. I have received several emails, and where I have been referred to as King, and I've also seen emails with Hotep. The first thing I want to talk about tonight is this idea of calling ourselves kings, calling ourselves queens, going around hotepping everything, hotep this, hotep that. The brutal truth is that we need to stop. This is embarrassing. First off, I am not a king. You know, with all due respect, I ain't no king. You ain't no king. You are, I am, a slave. We were brought here as slaves. And if you were, you know, if you really look at it, you still are a slave. You haven't truly won your freedom because you are still under the bondage of crackers. Sure, those chains may have been loosened. Yeah, you can have some of us, a very few of us, have what we call nice little cushy jobs. But even those amongst us that have these jobs, walking on eggshells. Why are you walking on eggshells? Why are you lightening your voice to appease white folks? Why do you even have to give a shit about appeasing white folks in the first place? Why does it matter? See, when you start to ask yourself these questions, then you start to realize it don't matter if you some down out crackhead on the corner or if you Oprah Winfrey. You are still a slave to the system. Why? Because black people have not conveniently beat white people, period. You are still beholden to white people because you live in a system of racism, white supremacy. That's what it is. So, going back to these emails, you know, we're going around calling each other kings and queens. This is like a sick person that is in denial of their alcoholism or of their drug addiction. You are not a king. Quit telling yourself that. Quit telling me that. I'm not a king. I am a victim. You are a victim. And we are trying to end our victimization. But you can't end your victimization lying and bullshitting. Lying to yourself. Yeah, we were kings 3,000 years ago. Yeah. How miserable is that? That's miserable. That's terrible. You have to hold on to what you did 50,000 years ago. Yeah, what are you now? What are you now? Stop doing that. You're not a king. You're not a queen. You are a victim. You are a slave. Beholden to white people. Working for white. Slaving for white people. Walking on eggshells for white people. Oprah Winfrey took her ass to France, Paris, wherever the hell she was, somewhere in Europe, and she found out real quick, still a nigga. What did Muhammad Ali say? Muhammad Ali said to Farrakhan, the Honorable Louis Farrakhan, he said, still a nigga. And that's what you need to understand. You are still a nigga. Man, woman, child, that's how you're treated. This is not me calling you that. That's what you are. Inferior. That's why we call it racism, white supremacy. And to sit around here and to call yourself some king, calling me king, you know, calling women queens. Like I said, this is indicative of a sick person not wishing or not willing to admit their sickness. You're sick. You have to understand, you are sick. You are sick if you're doing that. You don't want to do that. You want to be honest. If you're going to defeat racism, white supremacy, we must be, you know, you have to be honest. The next thing on my agenda, I want to talk about a birthday cake for George Washington. You know, I went online. This is an old story, but there's something new to this story I did not know. And that is that there's a similar story out. Well, let me give a quick background. For those of you who do not know, a birthday cake for George Washington was written by a group of quote-unquote diverse writers. That's something new I just found out today. But a group of diverse writers wrote a book called A Birthday Cake for George Washington. In the book is depicting a man named Hercules. He was the chef of the great white racist slave master terrorist George Washington. He was his main chef. And it talks about how good old Hercules was able to create a birthday cake for George Washington without sugar. And the book depicts the slaves as happy niggers. You know, everyone's happy singing calypso and dancing and so proud of their position, of their master. So proud of their glorious white Christian master. Yes, good little Christian cracker. He takes care, he gives them extra biscuits. He gives them more biscuits than the other slave owners in the community. And he's a great man. He's a president. President of the United States of America. Oh, such a great gentleman. Good little racist terrorist cracker. Now, the story depicts Hercules. He's a black man. He's a chef. And he's a slave. But the book depicts him as someone that's happy. He's happy with his position. Oh, he's so thankful. And all the other little slaves are singing little songs and playing their little banjo, having a good old grand time. Makes me sick. So I read the article, and the woman that, like, pretty much was responsible for the project. No, I'm sorry. There were several writers. This is the black woman. She that was on the project. She defends the project. Defends what she did. Talking about some. I'm paraphrasing now, but basically saying that Well, you know, it wasn't cut and dry, and everyone wasn't always miserable, and some people were happy with their prestigious positions, and Hercules was accepted as he's considered by many of the celebrity chefs today as being the first celebrity chef. Oh wow! So you got white crackers today that's writing the narrative and saying that Hercules, a slave. A nigga slave. Well, he wasn't a slave. He was a celebrity chef. Yeah, he was a celebrity chef. Just consider him the first celebrity chef. Now, if that don't sound like some BS, I don't know what does. The man was a slave. And they're trying to paint him as someone that he was happy with his position. Like he wanted to be there. Oh yeah, and the book conveniently leaves out the fact that the man escaped. He left the plant, leaving his daughter behind. The conditions were so great. He was so happy that when the first opportunity he got, he took his ass and he hightailed out of there and he left his daughter there. But yet the conditions were so great and he was so happy being the first celebrity chef. Get the hell out of here with that crap. And this black woman, see, let me tell you something. This woman is a victim, so I will not sit here and call her names. But that is just some nigga stuff. That's the signs of someone that is that mentally does not understand racism, white supremacy, and is acting extremely inferior, because this person has the capability to understand racism, white supremacy, and you cannot convince me that there is not something inside of every black person that is capable of understanding the system. At some point, you choose to ignore what's in front of you. See? And that's when you know that you have reached your ultimate niggerdom. If you are at a point in your life where you know that something isn't right, and you know you need to do more investigating for your own personal self, and you decide to keep bullshitting and pussyfooting around and lying to yourself, that's when you know that you have entered the phase of ultimate niggerdom. It is not in the dictionary. It's a term I just coined right now. How long do I got left here? Oh, damn, I went over already. Well, hold on. I got something else to say. So I'll make it quick, but this is important. They finally took that book, Hercules, I think Scholastic, the racist at Scholastic. They had it out for about 2 years. It took them, you know, two some years to finally realize, you know what, maybe this book is providing a dangerous narrative for the little children of America. Maybe this book is representing slavery in a way that really isn't appropriate, you know. And so they finally made their money and they took it out the market. But here's a side note. There's another book out there. I don't have the title right now, but there's another book out there. Pretty much the same type of narrative, depicting the niggers, the slaves as being happy and very fine with their positions on the plantations, especially on the more prominent slave masters, the good little white slave masters. Yeah, the very prosperous little crackers. Yes, they were very nice to their slaves. Yeah, and they treated all their pets real nice. That's disgusting. That's sick. And if you are a black person buying into that narrative, you need to check yourself, because you may be sick. Hey, all black people are sick to a certain extent. That's why I advocate that, you know, if you truly want to see an indication that we are truly countering racism, white supremacy, you will see mental health centers, Dr. Francis Cress Welsing mental health centers in every urban place in America for free, so that we all can get up in there and get checked on, because we all are sick, we're all twisted, and we're all confused. And this is a direct result of slavery and the continued mistreatment. Hell, the direct result of racism, white supremacy, period. So again, if you think that I had one more thing I wanted to discuss. Give me 1 second. Yeah, I know I'm going over. I can hear some of you right now saying, oh, going over again. Well, I'll try again tomorrow. How about that? Give me 1 second. Hold on. make sure I get all this in. Let's see, I talked about George Washington. Don't call me a king. Oh, yeah. Last thing on my mind. Valuing stuff we did 3,000 years ago. I kind of touched on this, but let me finish up. We need to stop valuing stuff we did 50 million years ago, 5,000. You know, that is a sign of a miserable, pathetic people. We were kings and queens 3,000 years. So what? What are we now? We did this 3,000 years ago. We started this 3,000 years ago. We built this 3,000 years ago. What are we doing now? And hell, what we were doing 3,000 years ago must not have been all that good, because at some point, we ended up here. History is not meant to be romanticized. Don't fall into that trap. You need to go back and understand that you are not inherently inferior. So to the extent learning your history lets you understand without a shadow of a doubt that you are not inferior inherently, great. Learn all the history you need to learn. But don't fall into this trap of romanticizing about history. What you did 50 million years ago. Nobody cares. It doesn't matter. The only thing that history is useful for after it convinces you that you are capable of doing great things. The only thing that is useful for after that is for lessons. What kind of lessons? Lessons that are meant to tell you, to show you what not to do, what works and what doesn't work. You want to learn lessons from mistakes in the past. That's what you want to do. You don't want to sit here and have some Black History Month where everyone sings little songs and sings praises of dead people. Dead people that were slaves and that did not end the system of racism and white supremacy. That does nobody no good. You are still a prisoner. And you sitting up here, you thinking you get some Black History Month and you want to sit up here, you want to talk about the same 50 to 100 people every single year and sing their praises and talk about how they were able to do this and do that for white folks. And you're supposed to be real happy with that. Your children are supposed to be real happy with that and proud of that. That's a waste of time. What you need to be doing is you need to be studying and you need to understand for your own personal self. What did people classified as Black that were brought here? What did we do wrong? How do we get into this predicament? And no one hardly is doing this. That's why I'm hearing the same stupid shit over and over again. Oh, we're Black people. We all about love. We all about trust. Well, maybe we need to examine being about love and being about trust. Oh, we're loving people. That makes me sick. That sounds like an excuse to be a coward. Yeah, I was speaking to someone that I respect a little while ago about the movie. What's that movie called? The one that Nate Parker did. Hold on. Not 12 Years as a Slave. Nat Turner. Oh, yeah. Birth of a Nation. And so this person told me that they didn't want to see nothing like that. And I said, why not? I think it's good. It's a good message. It's good imagery to see for once. Black people having some self-respect, having some humanity, say it again, having some humanity, and punching white people in the mouth when they deserve it. I mean, Nat Turner went up chopping heads off, killing children, women, which I think is great. That's what you're supposed to do. If someone's going to treat you like a dog, you turn around and you bite them in the ass. So I was talking to this person and they were telling me that, oh, no, you don't want to do that. That's not God's way. That's not God's way. See, that's sick. That is sickening and that's sick. That person needs to be checked into the Dr. Welsing's mental institute ASAP. Right now. Right now. And if you're thinking along those lines, you, my friend, are sick too. And you need to check yourself in right now. Hell, all of us need to check ourselves in, but some of us need to go faster than others. It's much more of an emergency for some of us. Check yourself into the Dr. Francis Crest Wilson's mental institute. Get looked at. What kind of a human being sits here? You're given all the tools to have a fair shake to liberate yourself, and you choose to wait on some mythical, magical power to lift you out of your bondage. But yet you've been given all the tools to lift yourself out of your bondage. What kind of a sick mind sits up here and says some shit like that? Oh, I don't want to see that. That's not God's way. That's not God's way. You sitting, you getting your ass stomped by crackers. And then yet you get presented an opportunity to do something about it, and you're going to sit here and you're going to sing some hymns. You're going to do some little spiritual dances, sing some Negro spirituals. That makes me sick. We need to stop acting like this. So let's sum up. Don't call me king. You know, when I start taking phone calls on my shows, that's going to be grounds for just getting your ass hung up on. I don't want to hear no king. I don't want to hear no hotep. Don't call me no brother, because, you know, we're not acting like brothers. We're not acting like sisters. We're divided. We're acting like niggas, dividing ourselves up over record labels. You know what I'm saying? Dividing ourselves up over street corners. You know what I'm saying? Dividing even on basketball teams. Niggas, and I'm not saying that in no kind of endearing kind of a way. I'm saying it just like how it sounds. It's negative, and it's meant to be nasty, because you're living in a nasty system, fool. And I'm not going to sit here and be putting no sugar and sweetening up nothing for you, because this is the brutal truth. You're going to get smacked in the mouth, or you can go to church. Don't you come here with that crap talking about some, your language. Yeah, that's right, niggas. So, again, niggas splitting themselves up over basketball teams, record labels, street corners, anything else, any religion. Niggas right now all over the globe killing each other in the name of certain religions. See, that's why we can't. And hell, if you really want to go back, slavery. Look at the history of slavery. You know, today's show is not a history lesson, but look at the history of slavery. Why do you think crackers, these good little Christianly white crackers, were able to take, 12 million people from the continent? Why do you think that was? It's not like there was some major war. You know what I'm saying? Which these people had to really fight, and there was a definite loser. That didn't happen. Hell, my understanding of the history is that many white people just showed up certain parts of the continent and just kind of just said, "Oh, this is ours." And the white and the black people all being so welcoming and so accommodating. Remember that shit I said early on? You know, black people today valuing, "Oh yeah, we are people about love. We are people about caring and blah, blah, blah." Same thing. White people just showed up, had some trinkets. You know, they wore some nice little purple cloths, and they had some little jewelry, and all the little black people just, for the most part, just welcomed them, and without any kind of pushback at all, they just kind of just took over, slowly, using their mouthpieces. Now, going back to what I was saying, how can I say this? I lost my train of thought. I hate that. Let me just say this, and I'll wrap up. We split ourselves up over everything. We are a confused people. We are a very confused people. As a matter of fact, I think we're the most confused people on the planet. And I'm not just saying that. I really do. And I think that's why we're acting the way we are. So what we need to do is we need to wake up now, not next year, not next month, not next week, right now. And we need to start behaving within the context of the system we're living in. We are living in a system of racism, white supremacy, period. And if you don't understand that, then, well, that's why we haven't countered racism, because too many people are not understanding that. So Closing out. Don't call my show talking about some hotep, 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 king, 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 queens, queens, queens. Those are grounds for dismissal if you do that. Any of those offenses, those are offenses. You know, when we get these, when we start taking these phone calls, don't do that. Second, don't lie to yourself about your predicament. Don't lie about the past. Slaves were not happy. Period. And that book, that second book that tries to paint slaves as happy and you know, doing the whole, oh, well, they all weren't miserable. That narrative, that book has not been pulled. And guess what? That book was written by a white person. Now, A Birthday Cake for George Washington was written by, as the article puts it, a group of diverse writers. And there was at least one black woman on there. But the other book, I don't have the title, but the other book was written by a white person. And that shit is still out on the market. So we need to find the publisher of that book, and we need to shut them down. And last but not least, you know, when we're talking about history, don't sit up there and embarrass yourself and your people, and especially in front of white folks, and talk about what you did 3,000 years ago. Nigga, they know what you did 3,000 years ago. That's the ironic thing about it. You the only one that don't know, because you are still a slave. And they don't teach slaves anything positive. They teach slaves nothing but negativity and how to be submissive. They know what you did 3,000 years. They found your shit. That's what I'm saying to you. Yeah, nigga, we know. Yeah. But what are you doing now? That's what they saying to you. What are you doing now? You sitting up here, you with your hotep this, hotep that, throwing your little hotep books around, your little hotep sayings. You're talking about kings and queens. Kings and queens. Look at what you valuing. You are valuing the same European values that got you that is currently oppressing us right now. Hierarchy. You know, kings and queens, and everyone should submit to kings and queens. And you valuing that stuff. We had kings and queens. But if you had kings and queens, you probably had a lot of people being mistreated. Just as you do right now. Right now you have capitalists controlling all the land, the resources, controlling the jobs and opportunities. And they're mistreating everybody else. Same thing with monarchies. You had a family, they went out and got land, they stole land, and they were able to dictate to everyone else what they were going to do, including using mistreatment and mistreating them because they had all the leverage. So stop valuing European stuff, kings, queens, the concept of I'm better than you, so that I have the right to mistreat you. That's all that is. Stop doing that. Stop being a nigga. You've been listening to The Brutal Truth. I'm your host, Cobra Number One, signing out. Make sure you get at me at cobra.org@mail.com, or you can get at me on Twitter @cobra_org. Until next time, peace.